Tire Podcast. I'm Joel.
I'm Chris.
And we have...
Rhett!
Rhett, say your name. Rhett!
I am, yes. Rhett, here I am.
There we have Rhett here. We have a very special production. We do this every year, so it's now become a tradition, 2 years running.
Yes.
Where basically, theoretically, the night after, sometime within the, 20-ish or so hours between the end of WrestleMania and the beginning of the next Monday, Night Raw, we pick the card for the following year's WrestleMania.
Yep.
And to date, amongst the three of us, we have yet to pick a single match right.
Yeah. So, I felt like I had some, because we're looking over what we picked last year. I felt like there was a couple where that they really could have happened.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no. I will still defend, because we'll go over our picks from last year to see how bad they were, and then we'll get into our picks this year.
Yep.
So yeah, we will have time to defend our crazy choices that we all picked last year.
Of course.
But firstly, yeah, it's really quick, just before we jump into that, a quick recap of Raw.
Yep.
We do need to make a brief but important mention that since the last time we recorded, Ultimate Warrior passed away.
Yeah.
Rather suddenly.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, obviously you never see stuff like that coming, but, you know, it feels more shocking that we just seen him.
Exactly. And it was his first appearance on Raw since, like, 96?
Yeah, I believe that's what it was. It's shocking and jarring, and there's no good thing about someone passing away, but the only solace that you can really take is that he did kind of finally bury the hatchet with so many people.
Yeah.
So, you know, if he had to go out, that's the way you probably should.
I'm glad that he was there long enough to get to see himself in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and that's something I kind of wished for Paul Bearer.
Yeah.
I really wished he was, alive to see himself go in the Hall of Fame, because he's one of those guys that absolutely deserved it.
Yeah.
So, you're absolutely right.
So, but... thoughts, of course, and
yeah,
but
totally.
They did also. There was
the big tribute.
Yeah,
and I thought that was really well done. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, it had been a while since they'd done a 10-bell.
Yeah,
salute. And it's just it's one of those things where I'm not the biggest Ultimate Warrior fan. I never really was. I missed that boat because I was, 2 years old or something, whenever he beat Hogan.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, just something about the 10-bell salute gets me every time.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Well, but we move on into really the other big plot-wise storyline of Monday night was that Evolution is now back and it's official because they played the theme song.
Yay!
Who's excited? Just me?
I mean,
just me?
It wasn't that much of a surprise because we were just assuming they were all going to team up eventually, especially when they've been put up against the Shields the past 2 weeks.
Right, but it's a thing about how could they not?
And again, I think I said something about it in the Rager this week, it really shouldn't be a surprise, considering Triple H is involved, and he's part of the, most reunited team of all time with DX.
Mm-hmm.
It's special, DX is getting back together. It's they did that last year, too. Of course they would.
But this time they have X-Pac. It makes it different.
I guess this one makes a difference because they don't have Ric Flair.
Yeah. This is the dinosaur group without the dinosaur.
Ric Flair will come out. And I'm sure he'll denounce the because you can't make Ric Flair a heel at this point.
We said that about Shawn Michaels.
We did say that about Shawn Michaels.
We undervalued the effect that Daniel Bryan would have.
That's true. I never thought that I would see Shawn Michaels get booed.
Now, they kept him away ever since then, so I think now he'll get cheered.
Yeah.
But at the time, he would get booed out of the building.
So, but yeah, no, I...
Now, do you think, eventually they're going to add, some other person to the, to be that fourth person in the Evolution? Oh, excuse me.
You're jumping the gun.
I'm sorry.
I have plans in my WrestleMania 31 predictions.
Oh, all right. Okay, I had no idea. I apologize.
I mean, the answer is yes.
You're just not going to tell us who until...
Exactly, but, right. No, that's, you know... Yeah, now that you have these guys, now that they are all heels, you know, it's dumb not to give that rub to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you do... They do the Paul Heyman guy and the Zeb Coulter. Like, it's dumb not to have, you know, a new coal to squeeze into Diamond kind of thing. Right. Now, to mention that was down and out Evolution's gimmick.
Yeah.
Was a new guy, a mid guy, a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So. And now it's all veterans.
Yeah.
And one part-timer.
Yes.
Well, two part-timers.
If Triple H. Triple H Triple H is going to fill in the Ric Flair role here.
How many people do you think they'll add, though? Do you think they'll add more than one? Because Evolution has, like, five or six just seems kind of awfully big.
Yeah, I think they'll stick to four max.
Yeah, I think the NWO has forever, like, kept that, like, you know, only so many you guys. And especially, like, so there won't be, like, you know,
Evolution, the red East and West.
Evolution, yeah.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So, it's, you know, I think that four is a good round number, I guess, what I'm going for.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Anything over four seems like overkill.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't put it past them.
No, I wouldn't put it past them.
You know, especially if they want to do the whole, like, you know, maybe taking a guy who is already on the roster, like in the mid-card or something like that, and then add someone coming up from NXT, something like that. I could see them doing it.
That's kind of what they did last time.
Right, exactly.
Batista was pretty much unknown.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's the big thing, is Batista's going to leave for a while to go promote Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right.
You know, and I don't know how long he'll be gone.
Mm-hmm.
Or if he'll, you know...
Or when that's going to come up.
Right. So, they might have a guy, you know, in the next couple of weeks, and then another guy early July-ish, when Batista has to go, you know, be on Jimmy Fallon.
Right.
So, I don't know. We'll see. But, I'm excited.
Yeah.
It's like putting Daniel Bryan in the main event. Like, not on that kind of scale, but it's like, they did what they were supposed to do. Right. Hooray!
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Now I'm just trying to figure out who in the world is Daniel Bryan going to face at Extreme Rules.
Kane.
Yeah.
Oh.
Kane, they're bringing him back as the big red machine, though.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Well, at least he won't. I'm hoping he won't be, you know, wrestling in slacks anymore. Then
I mean, it's Extreme Rules, and we get it for free on the network now, so it's not like, you know.
Well, yeah, but I don't want that you know to be an excuse for them putting on a crappy show.
No. I'll still call them out for putting on a crappy show.
Right. What kind of match would it be?
Oh yeah, because it's got to be extreme, doesn't it?
Ring of Fire match.
Oh Lord,
those never go wrong. I mean, okay, if Daniel Bryan cannot make a Ring of Fire match work, then is it impossible?
It doesn't work as a match,
right?
Agreed.
That takes out like all of his offense, though.
I know, because he's such a ropes
guy. Bouncing exactly. Everywhere.
Absolutely. One random note: they're doing a lot of documentary style stuff from WrestleMania and posting it on the network. I watched the one with Daniel Bryan, and it was really good.
The Journey to WrestleMania thing?
Yeah. I was expecting maybe a 5-10 minute video, but it was an actual four-hour thing.
It was really good. Did you think it was better than Punk's DVD?
Well, Punk's was a little bit more in-depth. That's true. You know, Daniel Bryan was kind of more of a gloss over. Like, I still want a full hour and a half, maybe 2-hour documentary on Daniel Bryan, but this is, like, a nice way to kind of, you know...
Go ahead and get what you want while the
right,
you know, and while the iron's hot kind of thing.
And apparently they're gonna, I believe they're gonna do something similar with Ultimate Warrior. Either that or it's the documentary from the last DVD that he.
I think it was from the last DVD they just released.
That's good, because that's really all I wanted to see in that DVD. Anyway.
What else would there be, really?
Yeah.
But yeah, if they keep doing stuff like that, I'm all for it. And I'm just surprised that they were able to put something together that high quality in a week.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that they had recorded a lot of the interview stuff before WrestleMania. Yeah.
And once they knew that they were going to have to go and put him in WrestleMania, like, there was, you know, go ahead and start bookmarking mm-hmm. footage for this kind of thing.
Yeah. But. Yeah, yeah, I'm all for that kind of stuff. And they're coming out with Legends House this week.
Yes, they are coming out with Legends House.
I know Joel's super excited about that.
I'm thrilled about this.
I'm just not excited about seeing Mean Gene cry, though. That was kind of, like, how is that appealing?
I don't know. Yeah, I might have to skip over the, you know, emotional, sad stuff.
How are you going to put that on the commercial to get you to come watch? Come watch Mean Gene cry.
I don't know. I've stopped trying to figure that them out.
Now this was like this was something that was recorded a long time ago, right?
2012.
Yeah, 2012.
Okay.
When they said that there would be a network.
Right, right. And there's supposed to be a network in the first quarter of 2013.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
You know, I remember.
Well, and before that they had the commercial saying in 2012, WWE Network.
Okay.
And it played dubstep.
That was very 2012.
Yes.
Yep.
All right. Anything else about Raw that we need to really touch on here before we?
There's the Intercontinental number one contender.
Right, right.
Tournament, which I'm okay with. I love when they do tournaments. I hate when they have tournaments that spread out for more than one episode.
I don't mind that really.
I don't know. It's just, it seems silly, especially when they used to do like King of the Ring all in one night. And, you know, stuff along those lines. It seems kind of silly that they can't do this on a 3-hour show.
Well, you lose the appeal of how stamina factors in with, like, can you endure 3 matches?
Right. And maybe that's what they're doing that on purpose to distance it from whenever they decide to do a King of the Ring. If they ever do it. It's been... We haven't had one since Sheamus.
Like no, it'll be a willy-nilly thing whenever they decide. I mean, it's kind of like Raw Roulette or whatever. You know, like,
well, Raw Roulette happens whenever they're in Vegas.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
It's about once a year.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if we're going to get Raw Country every time we go to Nashville.
Don't put that out in the world.
Do it.
But it's, you know, I've been, you know, a long time saying... that I want those matches on Raw to mean something.
Right.
Like a point system. Best thing TNA ever did was the Bound for Glory, like, point system.
Yes.
Thing.
Until they dropped it.
Yeah. I don't... That's like the... That was the one thing I was, like, excited for every year from TNA. Like, that's all they have. It's like, alright, here it comes. The thing where the matches on the weekly show mean something.
But then they But then they start incorporating, like, the house shows where no one can see it, so there's no proof that it ever happens.
Yeah.
I didn't like that.
I didn't care for that either, but whatever. It still meant, like, I was watching... I had a reason to get invested in these, just... It was slightly less obvious that these were filler matches, I guess.
Right.
Right.
So, that's why I like the tournament that... And I like that I will have at least a handful of those matches each week for the next couple of weeks because, you know, because they did spread the tournament out. So, no, I don't have a problem with that.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I'm not arguing against you. I was giving you a positive statement.
Let's move on.
All right, we shall move on.
All right.
What about right, Paige? What about Paige this week? Oh, yeah,
Paige.
Debuting her new finisher.
Okay. Her finisher is impressive.
Mm-hmm.
I will not take that away from her at all, one bit. Her match against Alicia Fox was just a match, right? It wasn't for championships
or anything. No, it wasn't for a title.
Okay, so she's the champion, so why is she so surprised that she won a match?
I like that. I like that she's like, because it's literally her second match on WWE.
She's
excited to be here.
Okay, sure.
I'm glad, and to her, she's still overcoming the odds, because she's so young, she's so new, she's so fresh-faced.
Yeah, but she's got the title around her waist.
Yeah, from her first match. She's never faced Alicia Fox before, theoretically. These are theoretically her idols that she's been looking up to all this time.
Yeah, her idol.
Theoretically.
Alicia Fox. What's her favorite match? Alicia Fox versus Melina.
Back it up. Alicia Fox snuck off somewhere and became a decent wrestler.
She's always been a decent wrestler.
She did not used to be a decent wrestler.
I thought she always was a decent wrestler.
Not when she won the title.
Not that far back. Okay, I'll say that much. But
that's the Alicia Fox. Like, no, that's the Alicia Fox who, in the, like, when they had the Fatal 4-Way pay-per-view, Oh, does anybody remember that?
Yeah.
I tried
that's
not
when she
to.
Won the title. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that was that's the Alicia Fox that's still in my brain. Like,
that's terrible.
So, no, somewhere between there. And, yeah, that's been a while. But yeah, she snuck off. I didn't see her become a good wrestler. She became a good wrestler off-screen to me.
The only things I really know about Alicia is that past couple years or so, she's been decent in the ring when I've seen her. We never know if she's a heel or a face.
No.
And there was that one time where her outfit was like a sailor outfit, and I thought it was pretty near like treasonous. I'm just saying.
She has no memorable moments.
No, she really. Other than her almost ruining Edge and Vicky's wedding or whatever. She was like the wedding planner.
Yeah, before she ever debuted.
Right.
Well, you're digging back.
Yeah, that was when she debuted.
That's her big moment.
She was the wedding planner, yeah.
Being Edge's scandalous woman.
That's the thing, is like, watching people, because so many people are just like watching old moments on the network now, because so much footage is available to so many fingertips. You see a lot of stuff cropping up here and there, like, look, here's, you know, blank famous wrestler before they debuted. Like Punk on Cena's car at WrestleMania. Like, there was a time where Sheamus was like one of the security officers or like a bodyguard for somebody at some point. And so, yeah, just like seeing all these things, like, okay.
Yeah, actually, the first live show I ever went to, I saw Brock Lesnar versus Randy Orton in a dark match before either one of them ever debuted. So that was kind of fun.
Nice. That's cool. The first Raw we went to here in Greensboro,
we saw Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, we saw Bray Wyatt before the Wyatt family. Like, this gimmick was still very, very new, and we had no idea what we were looking at.
Yeah. I remember you having time like, that's Husky Harris. I'm like, that's not Husky Harris.
No, we didn't even find that out until we looked it up afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you couldn't recognize him?
No, had no idea. I mean, we weren't necessarily close to the ring or anything. We were kind of in the corner.
Yeah.
So, we just saw a guy in white pants, like, dancing with his opponent in his arms.
Yeah, he wasn't, you know, creepy leader, culty leader, whole world in his hands kind of character yet. He was
just a creepy, like, swamp person.
Well, like, no, he had, like, these white pants and this Hawaiian shirt and hat, and he kind of looked like a Jimmy Buffett fan.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And
yeah,
that was
that's right.
Kind of the character they were going there, you know.
So you're like, expecting him to sing Margaritaville or something?
Yeah, like, you know, and because he's, you know, very bearded and, like, long hair, I was like, this, you know, maybe like a 40 to 50 looking year old kind of guy. I was like, you know, it wasn't until later I found out, oh, this guy's, like, in his 20s.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, no, I thought it was totally like a Margaritaville style wrestler.
Sure.
So, because he's, like, dancing and doing this kind of, like, swing thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, not the Cesaro swing thing, like, an actual, like, the dance move swing.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but, alright.
Alright. So, let's jump in on our predictions. I guess we should start with what we picked last year.
Last year's predictions for WrestleMania. These are what we thought were going to be the WrestleMania 30 cards last year.
Yeah.
1 year early.
I guess we'll start with mine. I had, for WrestleMania 30, I had Undertaker versus Cena, which was very plausible.
Yes.
I had Brock Lesnar versus Ryback, which was also plausible because
Ryback just won heel.
Yeah, they were pushing that dude to the moon this time right before 29.
Yeah, if you say so.
Okay. CM Punk versus Stone Cold.
I think we all had that one.
Yeah.
I didn't have it.
You didn't have Stone Cold, CM Punk, Stone Cold?
I didn't see Austin coming back.
For the WWE.
Well, you were right.
Yeah, no, we all were. Well, no, excuse me, you were. For the WWE Championship, I was so hopeful. I had Randy Orton versus Dolph Ziggler.
You did have Randy as champion.
Yeah. I did have that.
I think that might be the most accurate prediction on any of these cards.
Because
you did have Randy going into the WrestleMania as champion.
I think I should get partial credit for this.
Nope.
World Heavyweight Championship, Wade Barrett versus Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan was in a championship match at WrestleMania. Technically for the World Heavyweight Championship.
Nope.
Whatever.
It's not how credit works. It's all or nothing. It's my game, my rules.
Oh, Lord, I just saw who's involved in this stuff, and this is kind of sad. I had a double ladder match for the Intercontinental and U.S. Championships. Kane, Cody Rhodes, Damian Sandow, Kofi Kingston, The Miz, Sheamus, Cassius Ohno.
Oh, no.
Big E, Langston, and Alberto Del Rio and Fandango.
You wanna elaborate on Mr. Ono?
Yeah, he's very much not in the company anymore. He's very much back to the Independence as Chris Hero.
Yeah, I actually saw him that weekend. Yeah, I went to Dragon Gate USA Friday night, and he was there. You got a picture with him, so. But no, he wasn't at WrestleMania.
Not on the WrestleMania card, though.
No, it's close enough, though.
Yeah.
The Divas Championship, I had AJ as the champ versus Caitlyn. Who's another person not in the company, but I did have AJ as the champ.
Yes. That wasn't a huge leap of faith, though.
No. And then a match that probably was going to happen if they just didn't decide to turn him face. I had Dean Ambrose versus Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins.
Well, if they didn't have to add Daniel Bryan to the title picture, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I blame CM Punk for that.
Yeah, that's the thing right there. It's like, that could have happened. It was close.
I don't think that's Punk's fault. I really don't. Because the fans were reacting either way.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. No. I'm just saying, like, Chris got close this year.
Yeah.
But it's still 0-0.
Very much. So, All right.
Rhett, you want to go through your picks?
Yeah, I'll go through mine. All right. First one I had was Cena versus Undertaker, which...
Of course.
Unfortunately, after what happened at Mania, I don't think we'll ever see that match now. But, probably won't. Rock versus Brock, which, didn't happen. And,
nope.
Rock came out at the beginning of the show, but that was it. And Brock beat Taker, so there's that.
Yeah.
Next one I had was the World Heavyweight Championship. Where did I have my WWE title at?
World Heavyweight Championship, you have it right there. It's Randy Orton versus Ryback.
Oh, yeah. It was lumped in with The Rock versus Brock.
Oh, okay. There it is. Second. Okay, yeah. Anyways, Randy Orton versus Ryback, which we both had Ryback in title picture, didn't we?
Yeah.
You had it versus Lesnar. I mean,
yeah, Brock Lesnar.
Right.
Either way,
I'm really scared to see where I had Ryback now. I hope I had him nowhere. I hope I was right.
Hey, I correctly predicted that Rock would not have a match at WrestleMania 30.
You did correctly predict. I totally.
Because I made a point to say that.
Oh. Let's see. Next one, I had Sheamus versus Cesaro, which apparently I jumped the gun on that by maybe a year, and Dolph Ziggler.
Because we were all hopeful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, Dolph.
Mm.
Dolph. Next one was Triple H versus The Shield, which I missed by about a month. Or maybe a day, because they attacked him the next night.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
That's kind of close, I guess. That's about as close as I got on any of these.
Yeah.
Well, I did have Orton as champ, so there's that.
Yeah. Me and Rhett had that one.
Take it where you can get it, I guess.
Yeah. Totally. CM Punk versus Del Rio. No, that didn't happen.
Didn't know.
Nope.
Very much did not.
I had the new team of Wade Barrett and Big Show versus the new team of Fandango and Brodus Clay, and neither one of those teams happened.
No, they didn't. That was a bold.
That was throwing your hat over the wall, though.
So, like, and we, yeah. We very much like it when people take risks.
I like go big or go home, but we all have to go home now.
Next, I had Brian versus Jericho, which didn't have Jericho, and Brian was
Jericho
in the
wasn't
picture.
Even there.
Yeah,
I would have bet money that, like, a year ago. Yeah, I was like, Jericho would surely be at WrestleMania 30.
Right.
Yeah, especially after jobbing out to Fandango.
And everyone else.
Right. Kofi Kingston versus Evan Bourne. We've yet to see Evan Bourne.
Evan Bourne doesn't even exist anymore. Like, I don't know. Like, that's just things. Like, is he going to get any kind of pop if he returns?
Apparently,
is there enough of a crowd that still remembers him and, like, watches on a regular basis?
I think they said they had him, like, on one NXT show, and they just don't really have anything for him. You know,
I mean, it's just like, I think he was a great, great athlete when he was there, but
it's been too long.
His biggest advantage would be that return pop, and it might be too. I think it's been too long for him to really get the return pop. He wasn't a big enough guy.
Yeah.
When he was there on a weekly
basis.
To wait this long, yeah.
Do you think they'll repackage him as something else?
They could, possibly.
Maybe, but he's got two strikes against him.
So, yeah.
Like, I'm just not sure they're willing to, if it's worth the risk.
Yeah, he's probably just going to be future endeavored soon.
Yeah.
I mean, we keep saying that about JTG. And somehow he managed to outlast Sin Cara and Ezekiel Jackson.
I told you. They play Dungeons & Dragons during the show, and JTG is the best Dungeon Master Vince has ever encountered. So he can't fire him, and he needs him backstage every week to continue this.
Now I really want to see JTG being a Dungeon Master.
And JTG knows this, which is why he has to keep continuing his story. He knows that's how he's keeping his job. He won't end the campaign.
Joel, I feel like there's certain things you should just keep to yourself. Your crazy Dungeons and Dragons idea might be one of them.
You know that's as likely a possibility as any reason why JTG is in this company.
Fine, I guess.
For as much as they use him, it's as good a guess as any.
Sure. I'll.
Yeah. All right. Next up?
My next match is probably even further crazily than the other tag match. It was Titus O'Neil versus Mark Henry. But both of them were on the card.
They were, yeah. They both were in the same match.
In the same match, too.
Yeah.
Along with 28 other people.
Yep.
Or 29 other people.
Did it end up actually being 31 people?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Now they're trying to say that Cesaro was the 31st guy, so...
Well, now it's that's to make it bigger than your average run-of-the-mill battle royale.
Whatever.
This one has 31 people in it.
Oh.
Whole different ball game.
Next, I had Cody Rhodes as Intercontinental Champ against Kane, Christian, and The Miz. Yeah. Just a filler match.
I mean, like, yeah, these are guys that you just expect to be on the card.
They need to be on the card
somewhere,
yeah, no. Yeah. I have a couple of those matches every year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't exactly predict an Andre the Giant Battle Royal, but...
Right.
And then I had Caitlyn as champ versus AJ, and Caitlyn's no longer with the company, so...
Nope.
Okay, so I had Brock Lesnar and The Rock, because surely that would happen. No, it didn't happen. I had Cena versus The Undertaker. I actually had Undertaker as WWE champion at the time, just to try and like add something to that feud.
Add more to it.
Yeah. And then I did have Punk versus Stone Cold. And that was just like, I think I've guessed that one like 3 years in a row. So it's never happened. So this is my like, now or never, here we go. And it didn't happen. Thanks, Punk. And then I had Ziggler versus Randy Orton. I did have Randy Orton as a champion.
Okay.
As the World Heavyweight Champion.
So we all got that one?
He technically is. So, yeah. Hurrah for me. I have Bella versus Bella Twin as my Divas match. I was going to have the AJ versus Caitlyn. I remember this. But because both of you had it, I did this one just to be different. And now I am the only person where all the Divas I predicted were still with the company. So, that's a half point for me.
No. No, that is not. No, you would not give me half points for having Orton as a champion, so I will not give you half points for Bella versus Bella match.
My game, my rules. Whatever. All right, I also had Rey Mysterio versus Del Rio.
Right.
Didn't happen.
No.
I did have Kane versus Daniel Bryan as like a team friendship fight. So
yeah.
It looks like I will be one pay-per-view off.
Right.
For this prediction. There's where I put Ryback. I had Triple H versus Vince McMahon for control of the company, with Ryback being kind of Vince's proxy avatar.
Yeah.
Since Vince can't go in the match. That didn't happen at all.
You don't say.
Well, Vince is like, I don't know. I was like, surely Vince will be...
You don't even have... Like, I see, like, you have Vince coming back as a heel, and then Triple H as a... face.
I do have Triple H.
Because we
face.
Just assume that Triple H is one of those guys that could never get heat with the audience ever again.
I see, that's not even the thing, but I was just like, I did not think they would fully hand over on-screen power to Triple H without the Mr. McMahon character putting up a fight for it.
Well, he kind of did. That was the
with
whole...
the whole, like, they fired him when he wore the pink suit thing?
Well, it was like, what was it, Triple H fired Vicky, and then Vince ended up hiring her back as SmackDown general manager, and they had that whole little sissy fight, really, but...
Well, yeah, well, there was, like, this weird power struggle, and then they united behind Randy Orton, and then that was the last we saw of Vince on screen.
Yeah.
So, it was, yeah, it didn't last long at all,
so... I don't know. I wanted Mr. McMahon, like, losing power of the company, like, the character Mr. McMahon losing power of the company, that's a WrestleMania story.
Is it weird we didn't see Vince at all for WrestleMania 30?
Vince wasn't there at all for WrestleMania 30.
Yeah, so. That was kind of... I don't know. I would figure we would have seen him at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that was just, you know, to not have that happen at all, I'm just like, weird. And now that Triple H is heel, like, I wouldn't want Vince to come back as a face and try and, like, get his company back. Like, I don't really care to see that. So.
No, Lord, no.
Oh, well, I guess. And then I also had a ladder match to unify the mid-card titles, basically just to get everybody on the card that I didn't have yet. I did also have Evan Bourne here. I have Shield, the three in the Shield, Wade Barrett, Evan Bourne, Kofi, Miz, Christian, and Big E. So, yeah. I still have the Shield together, so I was right on that one.
You had Ambrose and Big E, and they were both the mid-card title holders.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't think that at the time, but I'm definitely taking credit for it.
Yeah, you're not getting points for that.
So, basically do this to let you good people know that you don't get close on these kind of things.
No, Lord, no.
Like, those were all, you know, somewhat reasonable guesses. Yeah. At the time, like, varying degrees, and we can argue, you know, what varying degrees these are of quality, but it's not, nobody was, like, definitely, there were some hats thrown over walls, but, like,
there
were no hats being, like, exploded, like, everything was in the realm of possibility, so.
Well, yeah.
Everything that we say in this next segment that will be totally reasonable and fantastic, we'll get to come back to it next year and just, you know, make fun of each other.
Of course.
So, but first up, Brett, do you want to go through your official WrestleMania 31 predictions a year early?
All right. Start off at the top. I had WWE World Heavyweight Championship match with Daniel Bryan as champ. He wouldn't hold it all year, but he'd just be back to...
Okay, that was my first question. Are you giving Daniel Bryan a year-long
No, I wish, but no. He would have gained it back at... I think I had him gain it back at Elimination Chamber. But, Orton would have been champ before then, so he would have his rematch clause. I had Bryan versus Orton versus Cesaro versus Sheamus, with Cesaro winning the Royal Rumble, and with Sheamus being Triple H's proxy in there, essentially.
So would Sheamus turn heel?
Sheamus turn heel and join the Authority.
All right.
I can see that. There's And there was some, like, backstage, like, Sheamus was kind of Triple H's guy anyway.
He'd be part of the new evolution.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. And plus, it gives the epic ending to the Daniel Bryan, Sheamus, WrestleMania match.
Yes. The dark match to the opening match to the main event.
Yep.
Even though they skipped the past 2 years.
Whatever.
Fair enough. All right, go on.
Next...
Next one, I had Brock Lesnar versus John Cena. It just seems like a big match that they could do. I'm not really sure. I couldn't figure out who to put Brock with. He could fight Daniel Bryan, I guess, but...
Yeah, and plus, you know, Brock did lose to Cena at Extreme Rules in 2012. Right. And we never did get any sort of rematch, so...
Yeah.
It makes sense. I could exactly...
This is how you can have Cena defeat the streak by proxy.
Yeah, right. And not get all the heat for doing it.
Yeah.
True.
Although it'd be the perfect way to turn him heel, but, you know, it's never going to happen.
Everything is the perfect way to turn Cena heel at this point. You couldn't go wrong. There's not a bad way to turn Cena heel at this point. I am not throwing that out as a challenge. I am not throwing that out as a challenge. There are plenty of course ways to turn him.
If you would like to come up with a bad way to turn Cena heel, send those thoughts to classringattire@gmail.com. Joel would love to hear from you.
I'm sure Blair will have some for that.
just sent out a challenge.
Do you not know the words "this is not" mean?
Nope.
All right, let's move on. What do you got next for us?
Next, I had the Legend meets the Icon with Sting versus the Undertaker, which the way I had that laid out is Sting sees it as an opportunity now to take out Undertaker because he sees that the streak can be broken.
Yeah. So he just wants to pile on. Just add to
Undertaker. Okay, so do you think, who do you think will win that match?
The Undertaker.
Are you gonna have Undertaker lose twice in a row?
It's a new streak.
Or are you gonna have Sting come to WWE just to lose one match? Like, which one of those things is more plausible?
I think he'll probably... Well, I think he might actually be in another match, though, somewhere down the line. Be a SummerSlam draw.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That's what I was kind of thinking with Sting as well.
All right, fair enough.
Come in, beat someone at SummerSlam, and then lose at WrestleMania, so...
Yeah, because I feel like, you know, they finally are able to bring Sting in. They're going to put him in more than one match. Like, I just feel like that's...
Yeah. I mean, but I gotta assume Sting is enjoying a very lax schedule, like a Brock Lesnar level.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, Brock Lesnar or better, maybe even.
Yeah.
Like one match a year or something. Next I had Bray Wyatt versus Batista. That was just the last match I threw on there, because I forgot about Bray Wyatt and Batista.
Gotta be on the card somewhere.
Yeah.
Kind of thing, yeah. Alright.
Next I had Mask versus Mask with Rey Mysterio versus Sin Cara.
Finally.
And if they actually build up Sin Cara for the next year with Hunico and not have to worry about switching back and forth.
Right.
He actually could get a fan base behind him again. And
we could if they would actually build something from him. Like, now that they can actually have the character and they could sell merchandise and not have to worry about, you know, screwing up the match every now and then. They even brought back the whatchamacallit?
The trampoline.
The trampoline. On the entrance, yeah.
Yeah.
So, who knows?
And I had that as the retirement match for Rey Mysterio.
Right.
Loses, finally takes off the mask.
Yeah,
because
I feel like if they ever have him lose the mask, it's probably going to be his last match.
Figured that way
he can make all the Hall of Fame appearances without a mask on, and not look like a complete tool.
Yeah,
and they can card him at the bar, you know.
There you go.
Next, I had the second annual, or I guess third annual or something if you're WWE, but Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
Okay. All right. We won't make you read out every single person.
Okay, but,
I will take notice of one name in particular that you have in this match, and that's John Morrison.
John Morrison!
Yeah!
You have him coming back. Has he, like, in your scenario, is, like, he just coming back for this match, or he's been back for a little while?
I have him just coming back for this match. Sort of as a surprise.
Okay.
Maybe get announced, like, 2 weeks earlier or something.
So who do you have winning this?
I actually had The Big Show winning it.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Right. Have it get down to, like, him and, like, Sami Zayn, and they act like they're going to do what they did last year, and then Big Show win it, so he can finally get it.
Fair enough.
All
right.
Let's see. Next, I had the... Basically the same match you had earlier. The Intercontinental U.S. Right. six-man ladder match with Ambrose, Sandow, Ziggler, Tyler Breeze from NXT, Adrian Neville from NXT, and Mojo Rawley from NXT.
Alright, so I have a question. So you have Dean Ambrose, like, still as U.S. champion?
Yep.
Is that the same U.S. champion thing?
Yep.
Will he have defended the belt between now and then?
Well, whenever the Shield break up, he still won't even defend it then. It'll just be a triple threat match.
I guess he has to defend it Night of Champions.
Yeah, he'll defend it then.
All right.
That's going to be, like, the biggest draw for Night of Champions this year.
Dean Ambrose is finally defending his U.S. Championship.
No, it'll probably be something like he gets injured beforehand, so he can't defend it.
So all matches except for U.S. Championship defended. Oh, man.
And then he'll win that match. But
of course, yeah.
Of course. You have a lot of debuts coming up this year.
I mean, they have a lot of debuts lined up already.
Yeah, yeah, I know. With
yeah, they got Adam Rose Bo Dallas. So
Adam Rose, who might just be Adam now?
No, they said Adam Rose.
Yeah, it's Adam Rose.
But it's like little his little graphic just said Adam.
Well, it's just because it's got the roses all around it.
Oh. I didn't catch the subtext. Apologies.
Wow, Joel. You didn't catch up on the subtleties of WWE advertising.
Oh, man.
Come on.
I'm going to hang my head like Charlie Brown. Just that. Okay.
All right. Next I have what I would probably have is the pre-show match, which is a tag team invitational turmoil, tag team turmoil. And it'd be the Wyatt family as the champs versus the Ascension, the Usos, Sami Zayn and Evan Bourne, Bourne Generico, Kid and Gabriel, and 3MB.
All right. Kid and Gabriel reuniting for their hardly remembered tag team from like last year.
Well, they were wearing the same gear at WrestleMania, so.
There you go.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Half-Life 3 confirmed.
Half-Life 3 confirmed. Nice.
I don't know. Like,
Wyatt family, you're saying Rowan and Eric?
Yeah, Rowan and Harper, yeah.
Yeah. Fair enough. Oh, yeah, yeah, because you have Bray and Brock.
Yeah,
that's right. Bray okay. Bray and Batista, I'm trying to figure out where Bray was in all this. Okay. All right, you know.
And then the...
I mean, it's as likely in everything, as everything, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the Vicky Guerrero Invitational with a whole bunch of people with Emma as champ and Paige wins it.
All right. Basically same as this year.
Yeah. So you think the Invitational is going to be a yearly thing?
Why not? They always have some cluster of a match for the Divas anyway, so.
Fair enough. No,
Might as well title it.
Might as well. Yeah, all right.
Yep.
All right, so I guess we're going to move on to mine.
Mm-hmm.
I have CM Punk versus Austin, because I figured one more time, maybe it'll happen.
I didn't do it this year. This year was the first year I was like, no!
Watch this be the year.
If this is the year that CM Punk and Stone Cold go up, I'm going to be so mad. I won't, because I'll still be really excited, because I really want
to
see this match.
That'd be a great way to bring them both back, though. For that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, no. I've picked this match like 4 years, and so like last year I was like, no, it's at 30 or it's never happening.
Yeah, no, this is my line in the sand year.
Okay, your line in the sand is 1 year down the road.
Yeah, okay. I know someone's probably gonna like go back and listen to the podcast from last year. It's like, Chris said that about last year. Whatever, I don't care about myself. So then I have Undertaker versus Sting, of course. Yeah.
I think we all picked Undertaker versus Sting.
Oh, did you have that?
I feel like it's just one of those matches that if two guys are able to do it, they are missing out on opportunity if they don't.
Exactly. I don't know. Like there were, and I would have said all this in my spiel anyway. But like there were four matches left. There were four people who left to fight the streak, and that was Brock, Rock, Cena, and Sting. And
maybe
now
Brian.
That the streak is. Yeah, now that the streak is broken, though, it's not a feather in anybody else's cap, so why would other people do it other than Sting? And that's still a thing that people really have wanted to see.
Right.
It's still a fantasy match to line up that the others really weren't without the streak stipulation added onto it.
Absolutely. Next, I have the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. I have Brock Lesnar as the champ going up against Cesaro and Bray Wyatt.
When do you have Brock Lesnar as champ?
Probably Royal Rumble.
Okay.
Yeah.
Him winning the championship at the Royal Rumble?
Mm-hmm. Like, the championship match at Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
And then he'll win at Elimination Chamber. Give it the Rock try.
Right. Okay, so he'll have it for the length of... Will he appear more often than The Rock did?
Probably. Lesnar probably doesn't have a movie to go off and talk about.
But Lesnar does not like traveling.
He does not. But for the like the couple months before WrestleMania, he was there for pretty much every Monday Night Raw.
He was there pretty frequently, but I think to go from Royal Rumble to WrestleMania, they would have to like not use any up of the, because like that was the thing, is like Lesnar was pretty much like he'll be there whenever they need him for like eight times. Like they had eight appearances, so like they could not use up any appearances for anything else other than him showing back up at WrestleMania.
I think that they're going to put the belts on Lesnar at some point soon.
Okay.
So I figured, why not at their biggest show? You know, they had him, you know, beat the streak this year or so. I feel like, what else are they going to have Lesnar do other than get the championship? Because that's the only thing he hasn't done in the past couple years that he's been here. So, fair enough. And, you know, put in Cesaro in the championship match, because who knows?
You got a good year for Cesaro for him to be going up against Brock Lesnar in a year.
Well, he's got the Heyman connection.
He's got the Heyman connection.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something there. And so
you can definitely do a breakup there.
Yeah, and why I put Bray Wyatt in there, who cares? I don't know.
So
just seemed to fit.
So is Cesaro a face or a heel right now?
I don't know. In this prediction.
Both.
In this prediction, I have him as a face. Because I'm assuming Bray and Brock are going to be heels.
Right.
But in Reelsy's life right now, I don't know.
I don't know.
It's just, everyone is cheering the crap out of him, but you put him with Heyman.
And Heyman cutting a pretty, you know, out-and-out heel promo before introducing Cesaro. Like, Heyman was trying to get the booze there. So I think they want Cesaro to stay a heel. I think.
It seems so weird because he's so over right now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I have no explanation of what they're doing.
I don't know. This is one of the things I'm actually like, I'm there for the ride. This is fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or maybe this is their way of getting away from the whole face and heel thing that they were talking about a couple of years ago.
Possibly. Yeah. I don't know. I like that whole stuff, like I wrote my whole article about that because JR had said something I didn't really agree with. I feel like it really just depends on that character. You know? If you, that persona or whatever, it would fit better if he was a clear-cut face or heel, then absolutely go for it. But if it's a character that would, you know, benefit better from just kind of being in the middle, then, you know, go with it, you know?
Yeah, kind of like Austin.
Right, yeah.
I mean, it's a big see what works kind of thing, I think.
I mean, just imagine if Austin came out doing the Kofi Kingston stint. I mean, he'd be booed out of the building.
Yeah.
He'd be Stunning Steve again.
There you go.
They'd bill him under.
Yeah, fair enough. Moving on. I got John Cena versus Triple H. Because they got to be on the card, and, you know,
God.
I'm assuming John Cena's going to headbutt with the Authority at some point over the next year. He did at the end of 2013.
He did with Laurinaitis.
I came very close to predicting Cena and Triple H.
Yeah.
So that's another one. If that one happens,
you're going to be mad.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan versus The Rock. Just because, why not? You know? I mean, yeah, like, Bryan had such a magical WrestleMania 30. How are you going to be able to top that? Like, where do you go from here? You really can't, so might as well just put him up against, you know, one of the biggest guys. And I'm sure Rock probably wants to work with him. You know? Kind of like how, you know, it was kind of obvious Rock originally wanted to work with CM Punk. So, I feel like it's kind of along those lines. Yeah. So, why not? Not necessarily for anything.
Plus, it makes The Rock look really big because he's next to Daniel Bryan.
Right, and Daniel Bryan is going to get a great match out of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, it's given. I have the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. I have Randy Orton winning it. I didn't go through and just pick everyone who's going to be in there because I don't have the patience, but I have Randy Orton winning it because I don't see him in the championship scene this time next year. I think I just realized that I don't have Batista anywhere. Nope. Oh well.
He'll be in the battle royal and lose.
Sure. Yeah. We'll go with that. I have a Divas Championship match, not the Invitational, because I for some reason I just don't think they're going to do that again. But I have Paige versus AJ, and I have Paige as champion. This is before Paige came out and won the championship Monday night. So I just want to let the record state that. That I'm not piggybacking off anything.
Yeah. But so do you think Paige is going to hold it the whole time, or do
you think it'll literally be these two
trading back and forth, or do you think it'll go spin around the Total Divas cast?
It's more likely that'll spin at least to a couple Total Divas,
I'm honestly impressed they've kept it off of the Total Divas as long as they have.
Yeah, and then whenever AJ finally did drop it, it wasn't to a Total Divas.
Yeah,
I thought that was impressive. And then I have the tag team championship Fatal 4-Way. So I feel like that should be almost a yearly thing, at least for the kickoff show. Because they used to do it every year. But yeah, I have Wyatt Family as the champions, going up against Sin Cara and Mysterio versus the Usos versus Adrian Neville and Corey Graves. Adrian Neville. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Neville and Graves.
All right, those are your debut predictions.
My debut position. I'm sure there's probably gonna be some in the arm bar, but whatever.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, so my predictions are: first, I had Taker and Sting, like everybody else.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. I also said Sin Cara versus Rey Mysterio, because I picked that the first 2 years that I did it, and then this past year, no. Because
Sin Cara taking
the whole Sin Cara thing. Well, we got a new Sin Cara now, so we're back on here. Mask versus mask. I'm doubling down here. Here we go. Mask versus mask for the retirement. Because, like, I really feel like, you know, I feel like Rey's been kind of, like, waiting to retire almost. Mm-hmm. Like, he's kind of, like, he's past what he needs to do. He just needs one last really triumphant run. You know, spin around one more time. Do a mask versus mask match. And right off into the sunset.
He's like Christian. He's looking for that one last match.
Right. And come back in 3 years to be inducted. So, you know, that's the kind of thing. That's kind of what they need. So here it is. I'm doubling down on it. Here we go. Sin Cara versus Rey Mysterio. Next up, I have Bryan versus CM Punk. Are they going to get CM Punk back for anything else other than the main event at WrestleMania? Like, that was the big thing, is, mm-hmm. like, so I was like, I gotta put CM Punk in the championship scene.
That's a title match?
Yeah, okay. Title match. Especially if Daniel Bryan has held the championship that long, and CM Punk's motivation is, you're not breaking my, you know, not only one person is gonna be holding this championship for an entire calendar year, and it's not gonna be you, right. Kind of thing. That's why to bring CM Punk back, so... That's what I got. I put Dolph Ziggler in Triple H. Because come on, Dolph Ziggler.
Because Triple H just loves come that on, shovel.
Dolph Ziggler.
He loves that shovel so much.
Oh, man. God, I want such good things for the guy.
You should have just thrown Zack Ryder in there with him.
Might as well. Just going quickly back to Daniel Bryan versus CM Punk. Do you think that closes out the show?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, the first two were sentences, the third one was a question mark.
I thought you were just doing the yes thing.
Oh, no. I'm just like, yeah.
Instead you're just trying to convince yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what the yes movement really is? Just everyone trying to convince themselves?
Yes.
It was in my mind, you know, in my mind, yeah, that closes out the show, because, I do have The Rock on here later, but it's not, you know, it's not against Cena, so I'm like, maybe that The Rock can happen earlier in the show.
Hmm.
And if Bryan, as high as Bryan is riding right now, if he can maintain that literally for an entire year and is still as over as he is right now, and closing in on a year-long streak, and then CM Punk comes back and gets the CM Punk pop plus the CM Punk returning pop.
Yeah.
You know, I can see that match, and it being for the championship, that match would be the closer of the show.
Think it'll go over Taker and Sting, though? Because I don't know.
No.
That's Sting. It's taken this long to get him here.
The only time Taker has closed out the show was the second Shawn Michaels match.
Well, I mean, but it's Sting, though.
His World Heavyweight Championship match against Edge.
Okay, but he had a title.
Well, Sid Vicious did not. Technically,
you want to go
that's a different era.
You okay. Want to go really far back, yeah.
That's just like, no, that was before the streak became a thing. The only time the streak has closed out the show, the streak being the event that
gave this match its, you know, its high prowess was the second Shawn Michaels match. So, I don't know. Mm. I mean, I always thought that the streak, that, you know, losing this, the time, the day the streak was broken, that would close out WrestleMania. You know, because I was like, where do you go from there? But I was wrong, so who knows?
Anything can happen now.
Imagine, that would have been dogs and cats living together,
mass hysteria. We have no idea what's happening here.
Right.
Yeah. No, but like Dolph Ziggler could have, like, just play into, because Triple H is probably going to maintain this heel, so he's going to be keeping somebody down that needs to finally have their come up against him at WrestleMania. It might as well be the guy he's actually keeping down for no reason that I can tell. So, yeah, Dolph Ziggler versus Triple H.
Alright, fair enough.
Then I did Paige and AJ, because who else am I going to pick for...
Is this, you know, for the Divas Championship?
Yeah, for a singles Divas Championship match. Oh, gosh. That's, you know, the division gives me nobody else, so I'd be like, yep, WrestleMania match, there we go. And then I put Brock and Rock. I picked it last year, I'm doubling down this year. It rhymes too well. They can't not do it.
The Brock and Rock connection?
Well, also, like, that's...
Have them as a tag team.
That's kind of the thing. Yeah. That's kind of the thing is, like, where does Brock go after beating the streak if you still have Brock on your payroll? Mm. Facing the Rock is it's a thing.
You're right.
You know?
Kind of like my same motivation for putting, Rock and Daniel Bryan together. Like, where does Daniel Bryan go from here from his moment in WrestleMania 30?
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah.
Facing the Rock. Then I did Bray Wyatt versus Bo Dallas.
Oh. Do you think they're really going to lean into, you know, are they going to wink at, oh, they're brothers, or are they just not going to even acknowledge it?
I think they could do literally anything with this match. Either guy could be the face here, either guy could be the heel. Like, Bray's heel right now, but I don't know if, like, the crowd's just getting so far behind Bray. Yeah. I don't know if Bray can maintain heelish tendencies.
He's kind of like the Undertaker. Undertaker got so popular that they pretty much had to make him face.
So they can do that, and then Bo can just be, swing in and be that, like, you know, kind of heel thing. And while we, you know, basically Bo can just be this, like, smaller version of John Cena. But, you know, we can boo him like we want to, and, like, we can cheer the smarky Bray Wyatt. We love him because he's weird. And,
just believe in yourself.
Exactly. You can get all the catharsis you want into that match. Or you can flip it around and have Bo be the face. You can acknowledge they're brothers. You don't have to. Right. Literally, there's no way to not have that be a quality match. Is at least storyline build up.
Yeah, if
you can build that storyline up so many different ways for a Bray and Bo match.
Yeah, and I think in that situation, like if they don't acknowledge that the two of them are brothers, then they prepare for so many like snarky, corny comments from Jerry Lawler of them looking alike.
Yeah.
And him thinking he's clever.
Yeah.
And then JBL doing the same thing, but it's funny because it's JBL.
Then I have John Cena versus Sheamus because they both need to be on the card somewhere.
Okay.
And let's turn Sheamus heel. He was better as a heel. So there you go.
Yeah.
So, and then I have Shield versus Evolution. I have Shield holding together for another year. Is Shield going to hold together another year? I don't know, but I have Shield hanging on there. And then I do have Evolution. Because I had Triple H earlier, I stuck Del Rio in as my third, like we mentioned earlier.
So you think...
Yeah.
So is this you saying that Del Rio
will be the third,
the new member?
Yeah, they're going to bring in Del Rio as their number three member of the Evolution. Because it's got to be somebody.
Right.
And Del Rio as a face didn't work, so why try that again?
No, absolutely.
And then I also have a Money in the Bank match with Wade Barrett winning.
You're moving Money in the Bank back?
Yeah, they gotta have a ladder match or a super match of some kind, a whatever kind of match. I was like, why not make it Money in the Bank? Wade Barrett can win it, sure. And then I put Adam Rose, apparently, Sami Zayn, Damian Sandow, Cesaro, Swagger, John Morrison, Woot, and Tyson Kidd in it.
You had Cesaro in there?
I did put Cesaro. Well, and I put Cesaro in there because I literally had nothing else for Cesaro. I'm up to 10 matches, and like,
right.
I was like, I can only stick on so many matches onto this made-up card before we're really starting to push for stuff here.
Right.
So, but that's it. Those are my official WrestleMania 31 predictions. We'll see you all here in a year.
Yep. All right. We shall reconvene.
To congratulate Joel on his fantastic perfect score.
Yep.
And better luck next time to the others.
Pretty much.
So, all right. Rhett, is there anything you need to plug or anything?
No, I'm good. Just follow me on Twitter at RADMANN9. And that's it.
All right. And as always, you can follow us on Twitter at CR Attire, where we live tweet all Mondays, appropriate Sundays.
And if you have any questions, comments, anything you want us to bring up here on the show, send that over to our email. That's classroomingattire@gmail.com.
We are also on iTunes, so look us up there. You subscribe, you give us a rating of
5 stars.
Maybe Woo. Write a review. All that kind of stuff is wonderful for us. It makes you feel good on the inside, too.
Absolutely. And if you're listening to us on wrestling.insidepulse.com, leave us a comment on there. We'd love to hear from you, and we'll even bring it up here on the show.
Until next time, stay classy and huzzah.
Huzzah.
Huzzah.